I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's labor commissioner is stepping down after a decade on the job. APR Stan Engel reports Tom Surtees led two major state agencies for two governors.
Tom Surtees was hired as state revenue commissioner in 2004 by Governor Bob Riley. He then moved to the Department of Industrial Relations in 2007. He remained in the post when Governor Robert Bentley took office in 2011, and he became labor commissioner when the Departments of Industrial Relations and Labor were merged under Bentley. The 64-year-old commissioner says he has loved his job because it makes a difference in people's lives, and that was especially true during the recession. Surtees says his agency paid $29 million in unemployment compensation benefits to 115,000 Alabamians during the worst week of the recession. Stan Engold, APR News.
The only abortion clinic in North Alabama is expected to close by within the week. Officials at the Alabama Women's Center say that they'd rather close voluntarily than be faced with a state intervention. The clinic was faced with a July 1st deadline to bring its facility up to code with a surgical treatment center. Alabama Women's Center administrators submitted blueprints for a new location to the State Department of Public Health, but the department's deputy general counsel says the facility's blueprints haven't been approved yet. Hale says state officials are waiting to hear from the clinic's architect about plans for the facility's interior. Clinic Administrator Dalton Johnson says administrators will try reopening at the new facility after receiving clearance from the state. And the public will hear details tonight about a controversial plan to drill for oil under northwest Alabama. The project would mine oil-bearing sandstone from under Lawrence and Culper counties. Environmentalists are worried that the operation will pollute the Tennessee River and harm the groundwater supply. Danny McWilliams is coordinating tonight's public hearing for Culper County.
To my knowledge, this is the first of its kind in the state of Alabama, and I think it's the first of its kind in the United States. I do not think there is another oil sands development in the United States at the present time that's currently doing any mining at all.
The meeting will be held at 6:30 tonight at the Tuscumbia Railway Museum and Roundhouse in downtown Tuscumbia. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
A few scattered storms are possible on this Tuesday evening, Tuesday night. Lows back in the low 70s for a Wednesday. A decent chance for a few scattered storms primarily during the afternoon hours. Highs near 90 in spots, depending on how much sun you see. As going to Thursday, another good chance for scattered mainly afternoon storms. Risk of rain 50%, highs in the upper 80s. We're in the low 90s on Friday through the weekend. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.